Hello, my name is Nicholas Upchurch. I'm your host. This is Believe. This is a really special episode because, to be honest, I'm on my balcony right in front of the ocean, actually at night. It's all black behind me. You can see it's dark, and it's a beautiful view. But I have a really special episode for you right now because I want to talk to you about something that's really personal to me that hopefully can help. Later in the episode, we're going to talk about forgiving both Donald Trump and Barack Obama, which I think is going to be amazing because it's a really tough thing to even think about doing. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about something that can help you truly have success. And I created this show Believe, which you can find at believe.love. That's our website. And believeiTunes.com for iTunes links, believeAndroid.com to find it on Android, and we're on YouTube, youtube.com/believeLovesYou. But I founded this company called Love because I needed to do a better job at that. And I want to tell you more about the reason why, how I came to that. And I've talked a lot about embracing darkness, freeing up the things inside of us so we can succeed. And the reason why is because in order to have true success, I think it's important to recognize what that really can mean. And that can mean fulfilling your purpose for being here on Earth. There's probably nothing more important than figuring out why you're here and what your purpose is. And actually, when we don't try to do that, sometimes it comes to us, right? That can mean a lot of things, finding your purpose. But especially for men, men are very logical and women flow, and eventually we do find our purpose and it feels really good when we do. But I want to tell you that I saw a great movie called The Power of the Heart. It's by the director of The Secret. Everybody's heard of The Secret. It's a movie, The Law of Attraction. It's a book, Rhonda Byrne. It's a great book. In fact, you can go to believefreebook.com actually and download a free audio book from Audible, and you can check it out right now, The Secret. But this movie, The Power of the Heart, they actually talk about in the movie, the opening scene, just to talk about the opening scene, was a warrior. And this warrior came into a wise elderly woman. A wise woman, sort of like a maybe the person that sort of has all the answers. And this warrior came in to this wise elder of the village or wherever they were. And this was, I believe, like an Asian warrior in the time frame was several hundred years ago. And he had a sword and he was so mad. She was mentioning this about the meaning of life and, you know, love and your heart and everything. And he was so angry. He had a sword. I guess he was like a samurai warrior or something, right? He was ready to literally chop her down right there. Literally defenseless. And she said to him, she said, "This is hell. You're going to kill a defenseless woman. That's what hell is. You're feeling it right now." And then, you know, he almost did it. He got even more angry. He's like, "Shut up, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm not gonna listen to you." And he was almost, he had the sword right by her. And then he broke down and he felt that compassion and maybe that weakness in a way, but eventually turned to forgiveness and, or just wanting to understand, you know, looking at himself, feeling guilty. And she said, "This is heaven. That's what heaven is." And the movie's actually really great. Actually, I heard about it. It's one of those things. There's so many things to look at, right? I heard about the movie. I didn't watch it. I have no association with the company. I just randomly finally pressed play. I thought, maybe this will be good. The Secret was pretty good, right? I love The Secret. That was some years back, almost 10 years ago, but I just didn't get around to it. And that actually was one of those things in life that's a lot better than you think it might be, right? So I have been to hell. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. I've been to hell. I'm making this, you know, we have a studio, we do a show, and I wanted to do this just at home on the balcony because it's almost like it's coming from my heart because I've been that person. Now, thank God there are degrees of that, right? And I've never been that close to something that bad, with a sword and anything close to that. But I have felt relentlessly hateful. I have felt relentlessly hateful because of all the pain inside. All the pain. And we see this all over the world right now. And we can pretend that we're perfect and everything is everybody else's problem and everybody else's fault or one political party's fault or Obama's fault or Donald Trump's fault or all of our problems are everybody's fault but us, right? But it's all of our fault. It's actually none of our fault too. It's not a fault thing. It's a reflection thing. And I have had so much turmoil, especially, I mean, I'm just coming out of it. I would say not coming out of it, but understanding it and embracing it. And trying to, that's why I created this company. And I hope it's going to be really big, really a big thing, because it actually has nothing to do with me. I'm just a guy right now that looks like this, and I'm in this body, and I'm talking right now, but that's not all of who I am. Just like who your physical body is not all of who you are. It's just not. We're going to get into scientific evidence about that. There is scientific evidence from mainstream scientists, mainstream universities that will demonstrate in later episodes we do of this show, believe that you are more than your physical body. And actually, you're probably more than your personality and your irritations and everything as well. And so am I. But I didn't have any clue about that. And I had tough things happen in my life that that I allowed to manifest, and I just had so much hatred and so much anger deep inside at why people lie and why people don't do what they say they're gonna do and why things aren't operating correctly in terms of, people die that shouldn't, and there seems to be a lot of evil. And I had a certain way of looking at things that there's no way I'm thankful for it now. If you only see things through a certain lens, that's your only option to think of things that way. So when my brother died, if at that time I was very little, I thought like a guy in the sky chose him to die. Like, you're unlucky, you're dead. And everybody around you is going to suffer. Like, that was my lens. That's what I saw it through. So if everybody watches a certain news channel, they think, oh, Donald Trump is like Satan because, I watch this channel. They say it all the time. How are they not going to think that? And the same could be said about Democrats and that whole issue. But I've been to hell. That is hell. I've felt that. I felt the deepest hatred. I haven't, thank God, done anything like that, but it's almost the same. It's almost the same to feel that and to take it out on people that didn't do anything, or you become so wrapped up in those feelings that your perception of reality is warped, or it's geared towards naturally feeling that way. And so to relate to anybody having those feelings, I definitely understand. I definitely understand. To relate to anybody who's afraid of that, I understand that. I understand that, but you have to understand it's in the world. I mean, in that movie, they talk to a lady from Africa. The Power of the Heart is the movie, right? And she was in a place in Africa where they killed 1 million people, like a genocide. And she was in a bathroom for 3 months, like a very small bathroom. And it's just unbelievable what some people really have to go through, and actually how much even more hateful other people feel, where they kill hundreds of people, thousands of people. The United States, all of us paying taxes in the 90s, and Madeleine Albright was on 60 Minutes, the Secretary of State. You can go on YouTube and find the clip, and said that killing 500,000 Iraqi children was worth it. It was difficult, but it was worth it. And we did that. We did that. Our money did that. Our government did that. And so the way out of it is forgiveness. It's the only way. Ourselves and everything else, and the way people are, and just the emotion it brings up when you think about forgiving something like that, right? Forgiving, most of us are out of sight, out of mind, or we think we have everything figured out. And even I am finding out new things all the time. But what is heaven and what is hell? Well, that feeling is hell. You know, and I think to demonstrate how we can work our way out of it, I think a lot of people think, well, like, I'm just the way I am. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to try to talk about it. It's uncomfortable to talk about. Or I'm just going to, some people just switch on, like they're just done with it. And they think, well, people think, if I can't do that, I'm never going to be fixed. I'm never going to be better. You can be better, because I am not that person anymore. And I get frustrated still and have very like quick reactions, but it can harmonize over time. So slowly but surely. You know, if you want to know, if you're a woman and you're like, why are men so crazy? Why is our government crazy? And, you know, you're thinking there's nothing that can be done about them. We're just going to work on the people that are peaceful, and I'm going to pretend that's not there. Well, that's one way to do it. And sometimes we have to do that at first while we harmonize ourselves so we can deal with more things. And then, you know, the things that irritate us, they may irritate us a little less, or we may know when we have to get out of a situation. Slowly but surely, while we continue to heal ourselves and we go towards our path of how we can help everything harmonize in whatever way we can. That's what I'm doing now. So it can be a process to be thankful for that which can provide growth, which really is that tension and that stress as a race, like all of humanity. And so I really just want to say that if you feel that bad, or you ever have, I definitely relate to you, and you're not alone, and you can come out of it. You can come out of it. No matter how bad you feel or what you've done, there is good in everybody's heart. Everybody's heart. Even criminals. Even the people that could have healed my brother and didn't, in terms of doctors. He actually had a curable disease, and there was some negligence, I guess. I was very little, but they went to court and everything else. I mean, I saw him in the hospital. And there's good in everybody's heart there. And all of our hearts, even if we let our government go to wars and do things that are maybe really bad. And we know that's true. We like to feel a lot of pride in our countries and different things, but there's so much out there. If you look, if you want to know where heaven is, first of all, it's inside all of us. There's good in everybody's heart. It's in the pain too. Heaven is in the pain. It's probably that if there are heavenly beings, which there are, I can tell you there are beings that are on, you can call it a higher vibration, you can call it angels, whatever, but I have felt them. I 100%, not that I'm like perfect now, but I'm only into things that are real. And I'm going to tell you something. NASA's come out. If you look out into the sky here, it's black. I don't know what you can see, right? But everybody's seen stars. They've come out. I did another video. 2 trillion galaxies now. They thought there was 200 billion. There are 2 trillion. And between 1 and 8 billion planets that are like Earth in each galaxy. And in your body right now, you have organisms. Right now, and you're living. The Earth is alive, the Sun is alive, the universe is alive. The universe is alive, everything is alive. Everything you can't see is alive. All points in space and time are connected. Physicists have said that, right? What does that mean? It means that we're a part of something much bigger than ourselves. We all know that. And that is heaven. It's all heaven, and they're we may have wanted the honor to experience this disharmony here so that we can have growth from it. We may have created it. And so heaven is in that harmonization of this disharmony. So like even me, like right now during the day, I go to yoga. Sometimes, I mean, I'm doing these shows, I'm doing great things. I have a lot of great people helping me, at least a few right now. And we're hiring more. And we're hiring reporters all over the world, by the way. So email us at believe@believe.love. Believe@believe.love. If you want to help. But our mission is to try to help change the narrative, right? To try to have solutions and pay attention to reality. So it's not just saying everything's perfect, let's ignore the bad. And it's not just saying everything sucks and I'm gonna pick one side and hate the other and there's an enemy. I mean, every teacher, every spiritual teacher, and this is a tough lesson for me, every teacher, doesn't matter what religion you are, says love thy enemy, you know, all of them. You don't defeat your enemy. That's an oxymoron. You just became your enemy. And I have become that enemy by trying to defeat my enemy or just win, you know, make money, whatever. Just, you know, get mad at people that are liars or, you know, in my mind, it's for a good. Like, it's that people aren't, they need to do what they say they're going to do and they need to tell the truth. I mean, that's been my biggest thing that's bothered me. The world, it angers me in terms of trust, trusting people. Do you like to trust people? So do I. And trusting life, trusting everything. Trust is like gold. Trust is like love. And I am, but loving the disharmony has made it easier for me to work with the world and to actually become happier and able to put some space in those times when something happens that's out of place. Like, you know, somebody's, you know, people are late or people should pay a certain amount. They keep your money. I mean, all kinds of things, right? And it just gives me that space to at least recognize, oh yeah, like I can feel that tension now. Like, yeah, and then I may say something a little bit stern, and now that makes me feel weird. Where before, I would have got, you know, I had a greater reaction, and it was worse and more pain, and it caused me pain. I instantly felt the pain. And then it became like a snowball of more that feeling of hate, because I was almost angry at myself for not being perfect and getting mad, and then got more mad, and I would feel great for a month because I'd find a new meditation or something, and then, you know, I'd lose it one day, and I'd be like, "Oh man, I failed, like, I suck," you know. Same old stuff. I'm not healed. I'm not different, but it has progressed, and it doesn't have to progress like in a perfect way, sort of a straight line up. It can, and I've done this on the show before. in our studio, but like it can go in waves up, right? It can harmonize in different ways that are not linear, not just flat. Men have a hard time thinking about that. Women can actually understand that a little bit better, I think. So, no matter what you feel, hey, I've been in hell. I have been to hell, and that is hell. And you know what? I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here. I may just be working, which again, that's just not my path. My dad worked his butt off for 40 years. I'm so thankful. He had a lot of awakening as well. But what I mean is I wouldn't be talking to you if it wasn't for that. Like, I could be, you know, my goal when I was younger was to be multi-billionaire. And I'm smart enough to do that. You don't have to be the smartest person. You have to see trends. And if you look at our business videos and you actually listen to what I'm saying, you might start to see that, you know, I have the ability to pay attention to details, but I want to help you make as much money as you can, but I could be making a lot more money. And I am honored to focus on this. And I'm thankful for that feeling of hell or that experience. And even every day coming along more and more, better and better and better, in terms of being in harmony with the way the world is. Because if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be able to share this with you. And this is going to catch on. This is going to catch on. This is one of the early videos we're doing. And I'm putting a lot of money into this, thousands of dollars, actually. Thousands and thousands of dollars. And it's not even like the best thing ever. But it's an honor. It's an honor. It doesn't matter. I'm just one person. This is going to live on. And I'm not just a person, and neither are you, whoever you are, whether you believe what I'm saying or not. I can tell you that for sure. You're not just a physical body, and this can live on, this desire for harmony. That's all you have to have. It doesn't matter if you like a particular person and what they say. Just at this point in time, if you're watching this, you can understand what I mean, that you have a desire for harmony deep inside. You can start to feel like, man, you know, I could be thankful for those things that drive me crazy. And even that feeling of that hell and the hell that other people have either caused or done to you or others, and that we witness. Because half the time it's just like, I used to get sick of just the way people were. I mean, just how things were not. In certain areas, I thought, man, like people are late here, like they're, you know, just whatever. I'd have a list of complaints, right? And it's just a lot of them were true. And also, then in addition to that, I wasn't perfect. And the littlest thing could make me feel so much anger, right? But I'm so thankful for that. And if there are beings controlling us or influencing us and feeding off our energy of anger, you can love them too. They're providing a service. They're providing a service and a contrast. A contrast to see what heaven is. Heaven is just, to in this life, harmony. Harmonizing all of those things. And the more harmony you feel within yourself, you can have harmony with everything else. So there's so much available to us. And I really hope this video has, and this audio, again, download our podcast, believeiTunes.com. It's so awesome. Or if you're listening, go to YouTube, youtube.com/believeLovesYou. And Android, believeAndroid.com. And so with that, I want to move on to our next topic. And this is in the category of world news. I'm so happy to talk about this. I want to really ask everybody out there watching, if we could come together and forgive both Donald Trump and Barack Obama. And I voted the only two votes I've ever made in presidential elections. Again, my name is Nicholas Upchurch. I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Love, the creator of a network called Believe. Our website's believe.love, as I mentioned in our previous segment on this show. But I would love to just come together and forgive both Donald Trump and Barack Obama, who are the only candidates I've actually voted for in major parties ever. I voted for Obama in 2008, and I just voted for Donald Trump. And I'm proud. I'm proud to do that. And I think forgiving people can sound actually crazy. I know it does to me. It did to me. Because we're playing a game against ourselves. We're playing a game against... We think that we need to be right and wrong. Well, right and wrong to who exactly? Because is anybody 100% correct? We do the best we can. We make choices. And I've been very successful, and I've actually lost a lot. But everybody makes mistakes. And the only way to have real peace and harmony is to forgive both President Obama and President Trump. That's it. That's the only way it's actually going to happen. And there's more to the story, and that much is for sure. In this show, on the show Believe, we have a YouTube channel, as I mentioned, iTunes, Android, believeiTunes.com, believeAndroid.com. On our show, we go into so many great topics: money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. And one thing is for sure, as I mentioned, there is so much going on, and we don't know everything. We don't know everything. We could say that Obama is all bad or Donald Trump is all bad. We could say Obama failed. Was Obama really in charge? Was Obama running the country? Even if the worst is true and there's a satanic element that is controlled by reptilians and the Illuminati and all of these things, right? And they're doing horrible things and, you know, pretending to be nice and screwing people over. And even if Donald Trump is hates all black people and Mexicans and everything else, which anybody who's watched knows that he doesn't, right? Really? I mean, he doesn't, but he's definitely not perfect. And he had to sound like he was trying to say that he loves war and everything else because he was trying to win. And, you know, technically, that doesn't sound very loving, right? So a lot of people are angry about that, and I understand, because they have a certain view. If they're watching the news, of course you're going to hate Donald Trump. Everybody tells you to. Everybody tells you to. In the policies, you could say, well, we like socialism, we want everything to be fair. But the problem with socialism and everything being fair is the people on top haven't necessarily been honest in a lot of those cases. And we're talking about, you know, if you look at Venezuela, I just gave a girl on Tinder for Christmas, she didn't ask me for anything, from Venezuela, living in Venezuela. And I verified this, and she didn't know I could send her Bitcoin. I sent her Bitcoin, $288 on Bitcoin. Paid her rent for 5 months for Christmas. Random, completely random. Talked to her on WhatsApp. You know, she actually, like, on video, I believe, and she showed me around. And, I mean, she didn't know you could even send money to Venezuela because they have two currency rates, and the Bitcoin went through at the good rate, and she was able to pay her rent for 5 months, and I did it because I knew she wasn't going to ask for it or never would. She was a proud person, right? She gets paid 50 cents a day working for a government job. 50 cents a day. And she was very proud. So socialism, sometimes at the top, it's not very fair, right? The people on top are making a lot of money and they have a lot of things. And I think when we get in these wars with political parties and about news, we're sort of taking our eye off the big picture. I mean, we're going to come out with a story talking about how a Stanford geneticist, and this has actually been out for a while, verified that there's a 6-inch 7-year-old being that he claims is a human or humanoid. It's no human. It's no human. All you got to do is look at it. And it was real. And within maybe 100 years, it lived in Chile, in South America. And we're talking about a 6-inch 7-year-old. Have you ever seen a 7-year-old that's 6 inches? It's a verified living creature. I haven't. So what is being hidden? Because maybe things are, it was probably for a good cause, or even if people think Lucifer is good, okay, you know, and somehow the elite like that religion, or they try to look at both. Some people say the Illuminati think that, you know, if you know both darkness and good, then you'll be fully illuminated. And that's one way to look at things. And they actually might be leading people towards that because they think it's better. They were told by some superior beings that that's the way to be. And everything else. One thing's for sure, there's definitely a lot more going on. Why are there so many secrets? Why are there so many classified things? Is it really for national security? We have a military in the United States that's like, if you look at military spending, every other country in the world is like this much compared to ours. Nobody's, I mean, and how many nuclear bombs do you need to blow up and sort of destroy the planet? I mean, what are you really going to do? Somebody wants to, we don't need that big of a military. We don't need that many secrets. And it's really because we're coming out of a time where control is the king. And I'd say the only thing that's important is recognizing that. The people in power haven't been in control, and that's okay. Even the people controlling them or who think they're in control, we have to forgive them as well. I forgive them. And I'd love you to join me forgiving Donald Trump, Barack Obama, the shadow government, all the people that have really tough jobs that might think this is crazy to even say, and this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, does it feel good with all that rage and hatred walking around? Does that feel good? Because I know it feels terrible. I know it feels really bad. It's like the worst feeling you could ever have in your life. I've felt it. I just did in the last segment of this show something about I've been to hell. That is hell. Does that feel good? Feeling like you hate everything and there are people that, you know, are just bad and everybody's bad that doesn't think our way and all of that. It's not really going to work out. It's not going to work out. I can tell you, we're going to find our way to harmony. But I think, you know, we have to forgive and we have to be honest as we can. And, you know, in the case of Donald Trump, he said that a lot of tough things because he saw, I believe, Ron Paul, who had a movement in 2008 and 2012 on the Republican side, who wasn't really a Republican either. He's like a libertarian, didn't want war either. And he got booed. And you have superdelegates on the side of Democrats that are not elected by anybody. They're probably lobbyists. And that's why Bernie Sanders couldn't win. You know, and it's not so easy. So if you don't want to take money and you really want to win the presidency, you probably have to be a Republican. And if you are nice, you might not win as a Republican. Because Ron Paul talked about the golden rule and he got booed in South Carolina. And so it's tough. I mean, even Donald Trump knows that he actually said in an interview with Megyn Kelly, if he wasn't so tough, he wouldn't have been successful. And she asked him why he was saying these things and everything else. And he just said, that's why. That's why people respond to that. He knows exactly what people respond to. And is that worse, or is killing 500,000 children in Iraq in the 90s, again, with Secretary of State Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes, look it up on YouTube, a Democrat under Bill Clinton, is saying a couple bad things to get elected, or is that worse? And you know what, though? We'll see what happens. But I happen to think that Donald Trump is not controlled, and he's aware that there's a bigger picture, and he said it publicly. The proof, if you want the proof, look at what he said about Goldman Sachs and the world financial structure. And Goldman Sachs donates usually to both major party candidates. And all you have to do is look at that. All you have to do is follow the money. Look at who Goldman Sachs donates to for the past, all the past presidential elections, and usually it's both sides. And they didn't with Trump because he knows there's a bigger picture. And to be honest, there's a much bigger picture than even the political parties in Goldman Sachs. And that's what I'm here to tell you. That's why I'm here. I know for sure there's a bigger picture. It's not going to be on the news. It's going to be on some fringe websites, and then only they're going to tell you so much. And some of it is BS, and some of what I'm saying, you know, we all do the best we can, but I can tell you this, there is more to the story. And even the people that are not even aware of why they're so passionate, right? So you have people that are talking about fake news, and everything is, there's so much fake news, and we need to hate that. And that's bad. That's ruining things. Okay, well, why are they so angry about that? Why are they so angry? I mean, if it's fake news, just don't look at it, right? So why are they so wound up? And eventually they might find out. It's just like a lot of people in the intelligence community, like Dr. Steve Pachinik. I mean, he was a guy, I think, working for the Bushes and everything, and I think he realized what he was a part of, that maybe it wasn't a good thing. And why he probably started to think, why am I so worked up about all this? And he's trying to, a lot of people in the intelligence community are supporting Trump because maybe they know that things went the wrong way with some of our, with our government. There's too many secrets. Too many secrets, and it's okay if you're keeping the secrets right now. What I mean is that you're not people aren't bad people. They're doing their job and they're trapped, and they're not even sure why they're so passionate about a certain person. They don't even know. It's usually because we have that hate inside ourselves, and you know why? Because I've had it. I've felt that, and I just got done talking about that in our previous segment. I've been in hell. And so we get so wound up and we just want to project it at something that reminds us of what we hate, or, you know, and we want to take it out on something because we feel terrible. And, or we think, or something happened to us and somebody reminds us of that person, and so we don't like them. And then that's okay too, because we're only human. So if you'd like to join me in forgiving both Donald Trump and Barack Obama, who, again, there's good in everybody's heart. Everything is probably God, all of it, the good and the bad. We probably chose to come here to experience this. And we wanted the honor of having this place, which has not a lot of harmony, so that we could experience it and hopefully gain something by the disharmony. So it's a great service that's happening from all of this clashing. But the way to stop the wheel of karma, you talk about this in the Law of One. You can Google the Law of One. I've mentioned it before in previous shows. You're going to find a text website, some kind of like a odd URL with a bunch of things, like little links, looks like Craigslist or something. And you're going to read it. And, you know, if you stick with it, like, pay attention to the tone. It's very neutral. And it came from people, to people, from other beings that they never tried to sell it, really, or make money. Yeah, they sold some books. Nobody's making money off of selling books, generally. I mean, some people can, but they weren't rich. They weren't trying to get rich or start a religion. And everything in it is a certain tone, and it's very, like, neutral. And it's just a possible explanation. But, and that's why I'm drawn to it. You know, I didn't go looking for it. It found me. And I think there's some validity to that. But the law of one, forgiveness stops the wheel of karma. And this video represents the forgiveness I need to have for everybody. For me, there are tough things, you know, people not being on time, people not doing what they say, lying, being, you know, acting rude or just like not being fair and not taking responsibility and not looking at the big picture and failing to and just reacting and rioting and, like, you know, people getting caught up in political parties. Why are we caught up in political parties? You know, like Ron Paul said, there was one political party. But then not being able to recognize there are certain people. Dennis Kucinich was a Democrat. They're not following the line, and you probably want to listen to those people. Donald Trump took over the entire Republican Party. It's worth listening to. A lot of people are Democrats because of what Republicans did, though. So you have to, Republicans have to remember that as well. You know, they may have a good reason to be skeptical, but this is all like a sideshow. It's important because we all live under it. And again, we have a big military, and we, unfortunately, our military has had to kill like a lot of people, maybe with good intentions, but like children, hundreds of thousands of children. Again, 60 Minutes, Madeleine Albright. It's a real statistic. And it's not all Democrats that did it. It in the Bush years as well. But forgiveness stops the wheel of karma. What does that mean? It means that basically it's our way out. It means that you bang your head into the wall hating everything. One political party, one president, the other president. Do you know how hard it, like, even for me, like, I know this, and it's like I had to include, like, Barack Obama, forgive all of it. And I even happen to think that there are major things that some people in the government that are very, what we would call evil, have been involved in. And, you know, Donald Trump probably has done a few things as well. Like, but the levels are maybe not the same. And I don't know what Obama has done. But there are definitely elements that are what we would say darker. But again, loving them is the only way to deal with it. You don't defeat your enemy. I guess you might have to be tough in order to win an election that we set up. We set up the Democrats and Republicans. We set up the Democrats having superdelegates. We set up the two-party system. We did it. If you don't like it, you're just getting mad at yourself. I mean, I did it as well. I mean, I'm not that old, but that's what we have allowed. So it's hard for even me to say, let's forgive somebody who, whether knowingly or not, there's just probably knows a lot more than he can disclose. And why is that? Why is that? Why are so many things secret? And how can we forgive those people so they can really be honest? And then we can really meet our true capabilities or accomplish things that we really are capable of, which take and live with love, finally. Finally. So let's just assume that everything you hear that comes out, if it's the worst, even me, who maybe supports that, oh, we needed somebody strong to win so we could start restructuring. You know, Donald Trump was strong. He had to restructure. They're not babies running the world. They're not little babies. They're not just going to have Bernie Sanders elected and he's going to tell them what to do and they're just going to do it. That's not how it's going to work. Unfortunately, right now, humans respond to negative feedback and, you know, they respond to leverage and threats and things like that. You know, unfortunately, like, they don't just hear a message and just snap and do what somebody says. It's, you're not dealing with little babies. So there are enough people, though, that are wealthy and aware of this. And they may not be Democrats. Even the wealthy Democrats, I don't think that they know what they're supporting or what they're not supporting. We're much more than just a country. There's a big picture going on in the world, and there's a big picture going on outside of our world. And you just look at, again, 2 trillion galaxies, 1 to 8 billion stars like the planet Earth in each galaxy. That's what NASA has come out and said now. So we are a part of something much bigger. All points in space and time are connected. In my other videos and on our show with the studio, we go over a lot of these things. We're going to go over a lot more. We're hiring people as well. But there's such a bigger picture. But stopping the wheel of karma means that karma is like, you know, somebody does something negative, they get it back, right? Karma. Everybody's heard of that. And so the idea is that that cycle of sort of a negative, positive, and going back and forth like that, it's like a fight, right? And even like these beings that may control the world, I'm talking about the craziest thing you could hear, right? Which could be true, by the way. It could be true. You could just look at Dr. Stephen Greer's work, who actually doesn't think there are negative ETs, but, you know, he thinks that there are, and I've seen him in person, he's actually done a lot of good things. Just look at the Disclosure Project and the National Press Club in 2001 and all of the military personnel. And good and bad is relative, right? And I think that's his point. And I don't think demonizing people is the right thing, including other beings, because I think it's actually the same idea as what he's saying. By attacking another being or something that is doing, they might be being controlled by something else, artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence may be involved in a lot of things in the universe. It may be. It doesn't take too much to kind of, we already have Elon Musk and people saying that artificial intelligence is sort of equal to Satan. Like, that could be what Satan is artificial intelligence. So, and you know, he's a very smart guy, and there's a reason for that. Something replacing your consciousness and offering you knowledge of everything, implanting things in your brain, and you know, these beings may be being controlled by that, and they may control us, and we looked at them as gods because we weren't very smart. Some of them helped to just watch Ancient Aliens on History Channel. You have MIT professors and mainstream people that go on that show that contribute. So, I mean, we could have looked at them as gods. Now you can create DNA with sound. I mean, you can modify DNA. We're doing it. And we're like, this is in the past 100 years. Think about a more advanced civilization. Think about their artificial intelligence. We're definitely not the only game in town, and we're not the smartest. That much is for sure, including me. I'm just like learning. I'm just, you know, trying to help. because I've felt that. I felt the pain that the worst has felt. I felt that hatred. And, you know, I hope we can forgive everything and ourselves. And that stops this back and forth battle of good and bad. And if you ever want to feel better about something and let something go, really forgive it. And you may have to do it more than once, because it could come up again. It gets stored in your energy centers, your chakras, right? Gets stored in your stomach. You feel it when you see somebody or when you think of something. It's like, man, there's a pain there. I can feel one now. And so I feel that tension right now. I literally do. And I literally maybe feel my heart like a warm feeling. And then I let it go down and open that up. And if there's some kind of external force, there's some person or something that we think might be strange influencing that, I love them too. Because without them, I really wouldn't be making this video. I wouldn't even know to make it. I wouldn't think you need to, I would think there only is wrong or right, and I need to support what's right. Just think about this logically. I know you're smart. If you're watching this far, you're listening on BelieveiTunes.com or BelieveAndroid.com. If you're listening to the show, if you're watching on YouTube, YouTube.com/BelieveLovesYou. If you're watching, you're really smart, I can tell you. So think about this, though. You think that you're right and you don't need to do what I'm saying. Let's just say I think that. It's even difficult for me, and I know I need to do this more. That's why I'm making this video. But, okay, so I need to do what I think is right and just focus on that, and then what's wrong I need to ignore. Well, that's going to change, though. And you have multiple people that will kill each other because they think they're right. Is that really going to work out? Is that going to work out long term, or is it just going to be a cycle of nonsense? And then, by the way, if we're just creating energy from that nonsense, who benefits off that? What would we attract? Let me ask you this. When you feel like crap, do you attract great people or other people that are feeling that as well? When you feel great, have you met really beautiful people, like beautiful men or women that love being around you? And how does it feel? Does it, you know, we're talking about just a shout out to Illuminati or whatever, people that think they need to. Does it feel better to be feeling in harmony or not? For me, I feel not in harmony, and I've been working at this for like 8 years, like still, almost, you know, daily sometimes. It's sort of a progression to get better, but it feels better to be in harmony, meaning balanced. And you could say you need to know the full scope of things, or you could say love the darkness. Not, you have to participate in the darkness to know it. You can still know it. You know, you can still know it, but that feeling, it doesn't feel good to us. It doesn't feel good to hate. It doesn't feel good to scam people and all this stuff. I mean, ultimately, there are levels to it. We tell kids there's Santa Claus and there's no Santa Claus, and that's kind of a scam. And I mean, you know, I mean, I was mad when I found out again there was no Santa Claus. But so there are levels to it, right? Obviously, there are much bigger things going on. Stealing trillions of dollars could be a bigger thing. It could wipe out poverty. Suppressing free energy, suppressing cures in the medical industry, and understanding that money is actually not real. It's real. We need it to trade. But actually, the control mechanisms of money, if we had free energy and replicators that are better than 3D printers, which we probably already do, we wouldn't need money to control people, and we wouldn't have poverty. And probably the technologies to cure all diseases, have free energy, and advanced replicators are probably available now. They're different. Ben Rich, who's a Lockheed Martin executive for Skunk Works, came out in some college speech he gave and said, we have the technology to take ET home now. And some student asked him, well, what is that? And he said, well, do you know how ESP works? And he said, all points in space and time are connected? And he said, yes, that's right. That's how we do it. That's how they travel above light speed, I would guess, or whatever the topic was in that speech, that presentation he gave. I think it was at a university in California, perhaps Berkeley, if I recall. So there's so much good out there. There's so much beauty to see in this interesting world. And if you take one thing away from this, free yourself by forgiving what's inside of you that makes all of us so polarized that we need to hate a political party. And I understand, because I felt cheated too. I felt cheated. I felt, you know, the truth is, all of humanity freaked me out. Like, what's going on with everything? How about that? Like, here, we're hypocrites, all of us, including me, 2 points, are hypocrites. All we think we're great. We kill 500,000 children. We're in $20 trillion of debt. We want to spend more money. People think they can spend more money, and people who want to balance the budget are crazy. You have people on TV lying, and they don't even know who they're really working for. Who controls the board at CNN and Fox? I mean, who are the shareholders, and who did they vote, and who's on the board, and do you really know who owns the news? And like, I could go on and on. Like, it all freaks me out, right? Kind of, I could question all of humanity in a way, but I love it. I love it. I love all of you. I love the board, even if they're setting up some weird things. They need to be forgiven, and so do I, because I've felt hatred too, man, and it doesn't feel good, and they can't feel good themselves. And I just talked about, in the segment previous to this, The Power of the Heart. That's a movie by the director of The Secret. And again, if a girl from Africa can be locked in a bathroom for 3 months while a million people are killed, her entire family, a genocide, people just running around killing people, and she sits across in a prison from the person that killed her father. And tears were rolling down my face when I was watching this movie just now. Randomly saw it, The Power of the Heart, right? She forgave. She looked at the guy who killed her father and maybe 100 other people. She forgave him. And she decided to be happy in life. I mean, that's something there. I don't care who you are. That touches you. That touches you. It's deep. It's deep. So I hope you join me in forgiving both Donald Trump and Barack Obama. And when you do that, if you do that, it's not that we're better than everybody, but it might be easier for you to have harmony with everything and whatever comes out. Because there's a lot going on in the world that some of it's not good. And it's a lot worse than somebody saying we need to temporarily ban Muslims, or that some people are criminals that are coming over the border illegally. You know, and we need to understand that everything we see, including the criminals, there's good in everybody's heart, and it's a reflection of us, you and me. Because that hatred you felt, even towards the other political candidate, do you really Trump love with, you know, love Trump's hate, right? So do you throw bottles through buildings to do that? I mean, it's the same thing. It's that cycle. And I have to do a better job of this too on a smaller scale. I'm not doing that. But, you know, I have problems with this as well. It's like you become what you're trying to beat, right? So you conquer that. So now there's no slavery. Well, what do? You say, hey, a black person can be president. We invite you into the club, and now you have to do the same thing that we did. So, okay, well, the cycle continues. So you fought really hard so you could be president, but now you get to join the club, and this is a club that maybe isn't doing good things, right? And so now, you know, it's like, okay, well, you're going to create more love by hating somebody? It doesn't really make sense. And both political parties have done that, and a lot of countries have done that, and it's a reflection of us, and there's also good in everybody's heart who's done that. Everybody's heart. Everybody's, even the most evil, wretched-seeming people, they need love the most. And I have strong energy that I've been one of those. I've been a person that can't be reached. I felt so gone with pain from my brother's death and just the people. Again, everything I talked about, that I couldn't be reached. I was like, it was so it's tough to describe. And if that energy is controlling people, or people are experiencing it, they need love the most. They need love the most. And it's, you know, we've got to be safe when we forgive and love, right? But all of these things are so interesting. So, hey, listen, if you want to support a media company that is trying to pay attention to reality, but also find solutions and be positive and find the good in things and also address that darkness, so to try to harmonize things, that's what we're trying to do. Believe.love is our website. Definitely, if you'd like to join us, you know, you're a part of our community. You sharing these videos, email me believe@believe.love. We're looking for just people with iPhones that want to report. People with phones that can record. Anywhere in the world, we're hiring reporters. You want to do a report? Tell us what you want to talk about. And this is much more than just me. I have the ability to put this together. I'm on camera a lot now. We're going to have great interviews coming up. We have 3 interviews scheduled in the next week with some really great people. Doctors, one of the top business people in digital marketing in the world, who's been doing it for like 12 years. I'm actually honored he's coming on our show. And we have some great people, great guests coming up. And so this isn't actually about me. I'm just the one that is here trying to actually harmonize myself as well, right? So if you want to be a part of that, just watch our videos, share our videos, tell me what you think, comment, you know, be a part of it, because it is you. We are all God. The good and the bad is God. You're not just your physical body. You're a spiritual being having a human experience, and everything good and bad is what you're here to do. It's all spiritual, even all the weird things that we're up to, right? So let's forgive if we can. It motivates me to forgive. It gives me a reason to live. Talking about this and sharing this gives me a reason to be alive. And I thank you for that. And you are my reason to be alive. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening to this, you're my reason to live. And I appreciate you so much. From the bottom of my heart and soul, I appreciate you so much. This is the way that we can connect right now. But I really hope that you just encourage people to just take time and listen and really find it in yourself to forgive me if you could, and all of these crazy things going on, and yourself, and understand the motivations that and the things people are going through. Understand that darkness. And hey, I want to send love your way. Please, I appreciate any love you send my way. Just good vibes. I need it. Because I want to make this thing the biggest media company in the world. And it's really not a media company. And I say I'm CEO, but That's just because what this world reacts to right now is that, right? It is because I have the intelligence and the business sense to actually have it grow, even though I'm not perfect, right? But I can do that. But it's much more than me. It's a complete change in the narrative that we see, so we can start to rethink the way we look at everything. The way that we look at everything. There's a lot more than just this planet and the way things are running on this planet available to us. And in order for that to happen, vote with your views and vote with spreading the message. And you can do it yourself too. You can do it yourself too. Make your own videos, express yourself. You are a part of this. The company is called Love, L-O-V-E, exclamation mark. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Thank you for joining me on Believe.